Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav, Shir sponsored by Nishmas Arbi Yaakov Shalom Aleha Basitzchok, Lufos Levi Ben Nechav Ator Shach Olei Yisrael. We're holding a new Mudav Chav Zayin. And the Gemara, in the beginning of Mudav Aleph, tells us that Shechito Ksheir Bezar, a Jew, a Yisrael, who is not a Koyen, Kedu Shechito. And the Gemara concludes the Daf and the end of Mudav Aleph to say that even though it's Kosher Bezar, it's still a Avoida Chashuv, it's still an important Avoida, because it's the Tchilas Avoida, it's the beginning of the Avoida. So you have an important avoido, something which is significant, which is kosher bizarre. And to explain a little bit the depth of this, the Chazal and Sefer Zoya and Tikuni Zoya Tikun Chof Aleph say that there's different levels how people are able to get close to Hashem after they die. How do they go to the next level? There are the ones that they are Rishoyim, they are the ones the Malach HaMoves controls them, and they belong to him. Then, on the flip side, you have the Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim, they are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lifetime that by them, it's a very smooth process to get to the next level. But regular people, the ones that are not Rishoyim, but they're also not Tamidei Chachamim, that are Oiskim Ben Torah, by them, they need to separate their body, their physical body, before they go up to Shemayim. And the way to separate the physical body, that's the idea of what we do, the Shechitas Karbonis. You have Shechita, and then you have Hakrova. You shech the animal, and then you put it on the Mizbeach. Similarly, every person who goes to the next level, the next stage, if he's not Oisek B'Toyro, he needs to go through the stages of Shechita and Hakrova, and that way he's saved from Malach HaMoves. Explains the Vilna Gaon that these two stages that we have is Shechita is connected to Yisurim. It's the suffering in this world. Hakruavo is connected to Tefila, davening. A good Yid who is not Oisek B'Toyro, by davening he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he needs to do Shechita to remove all the aspects that are very physical, very materialistic, that don't belong to up there. So that's why he has Shechita, which is the Yisurim Shebo Olam. The Shechita is connected to the suffering you have in the world. That's what takes away the power of the Malach HaMoves from him. And then through Tefillah, he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And my good Chaver, Rabbi Yof Yalkov, showed me that they go and explain somewhere else that, so to speak, you have to give something to the Malach HaMoves. So a good Jew, what do you give him? That's the Yisurim. The Yisurim is like you satisfy the Sitra Achra, the bad in the world, by having Yisurim. Now he has an open path to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly without going through Malach HaMoves. That's why most people compare to an animal, while the Tamil Chachamim, they don't have to go through Shechita, because they're already connected to Ruchnius, they're compared to fish. That fish does not require Shechita. They don't have that process. At Chazal, and the way the Gaon explains it, and it's brought very nicely in the Sefer Evin Shlemo, which was written by the Talmud of the Gaon, that's the idea that Shechita Ksheiro Bizar. This resembles, if every carbon shows the way a human being dies in the world, the same way by human being you have a shechita which goes to the Zorim, goes to Sitra Achra, goes to the Malach HaMoves. So every shechita is ksher bizarre. Someone's not a Kohen, someone doesn't belong here. He's the other side, he's not part of it. Shechita ksher bizarre resembles the fact that the shechita part of Adam, that goes to Malach HaMoves, who's a Zar, who doesn't belong to the Mahalach, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will stop with this, even though this topic should be explored and expanded much more. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.